Take it from the Great Lakes Geek. Microsoft Windows Home Server is going to be a very popular and successful product. Does this scenario sound familiar? You have a high-speed internet access at your house, and you have two or more PCs at the house. That's probably most of you, right? Well, I have a server at my house running Windows Server 2003, which, by the way, is a very stable and secure operating system. But realistically, the setup and administration and cost of a server in your home is prohibitive for most end users. Along comes Microsoft Windows Home Server. It's targeted for people who want to just plug in a box, and it's a small little box you can hold in your hands, answer 7 easy questions like what password do you want, and suddenly have a server running with all the benefits of the server. As you will hear, the Windows Home Server offers all kinds of stuff like sharing files and devices, adding terabytes of extra storage, automatic backups of all your PCs, and remote access. So you can access all your data from any internet connection in the world without having to know about all the techie server stuff. In fact, it's so easy. Our guest today, Brian Gorbett, says it's grandma and grandpa tested. Take a listen.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
Okay, we're speaking with Brian Gorbett, Senior Technology Strategist at Microsoft. Brian, we're talking about something that to many of our business listeners might be an oxymoron, Windows Home Server. Who would be the customer for such a product?
Well, what Microsoft has done is looked at really the consumer market, and we realized that the current server offerings are a little too complicated. So this is really a product that is directly geared towards the consumer market, those that have broadband and even one PC is going to be still a target, but mostly ones that have two or more PCs in the home. And our research shows that's a quite a few people in the United States and globally.
You know, when people ask me what a server is, I say it's something that maybe it's not a helpful answer, but I say it's something that provides services. Is this just something that provides file services where it's, you know, some kind of network-attached storage, or is it more than that?
Windows Home Server really is much more than that. We again, had taken a look at the market and realized that people wanted more from just storage. And what this does is really provide users automated backups to all the crucial files that they have on their home machines, as well as remote access to those files from wherever they're at in the world, so that we make it real easy for them to get access to the files that they need and then share those files out with family and friends, a lot easier than I think what the typical market offers today in just your network-attached storage devices and external hard drives that you would just plug into one machine.
By definition, a home environment has got to be easy. You know, no messing with Active Directory or group policies or DNS or any of that. Is this product going to live up to that easy claim?
Absolutely, and that was really the target and the focus of the product, is that we can make this real easy to set up. It is literally easy to set up within 7 steps of setting up. So there's quite a bit of work that went into making the setup process easy, as well as the ongoing maintenance and updating of the server product super easy. We call it grandma or grandpa tested, so that anybody can really set the server up.
And then on the other side, we balance ease of use with security. And people are really, this day and age, especially with identity theft and all that, and the internet being so wide open, they're worried about security. How does this handle that?
We really spent a lot of time in making sure that we address security as obviously our first and foremost concern when we talk about exposing people's data. And this product is built on a tried and true method of our server products. And so security has been the first and foremost. We automatically enable a secure socket layer when you get remote access into the server. We do the standard SSL services, as well as we have built-in technologies to thwart kind of hacking attempts into that remote access, as well as using the normal secure file system that our server products are using. So again, we wanted to make sure that people felt comfortable and confident when they implemented Windows Home Server.
And what exactly is Windows Home Server? Is it software? Is it hardware? Is it a combination?
That's a great question, because it's some of the confusion I think that's out in the market. It's really both. And users really have two options to acquire Windows Home Server. You can actually buy Windows Home Server as its own software product, although we don't see most of the market doing that. You're going to look to our hardware vendors that have really done a great job of implementing Windows Home Server in their hardware products. An example of that would be the launch partner we have with HP and their MediaSmart Windows Home Server. Those are really the ones that will give you that true ease of use. If you don't even really want to tinker around with any of the installation or setup, that's literally a plug-and-play type of server. Get it in your home, plug it in, and you're on your way.
Okay, and what do I need at my home now? Can I still be running XP or XP Home Edition, or do I need Vista, or what are my clients?
No, that's great, because what you can use is most of the same technology that you have in your home today. Windows Home Server and the console that you would run to access the home server works on Windows XP, all the editions of XP. It works great with Windows Vista, so you don't have to worry about upgrading your home machines to support a very certain operating system that we built it with. You'll have all that same functionality whether you have Windows XP or Windows Vista with Windows Home Server.
You know, in the server world, we're used to dealing with CALs or client access licenses. How is Windows Home Server, how does it deal with licenses?
That's a great question, too. So Windows Home Server, by out of the box when you purchase Windows Home Server, you're going to get 10 users. And we try to get away from the whole CAL model, because you're right, consumers don't really understand client access licenses and how things are licensed. But out of the box with Windows Home Server, you have the ability to add up to 10 users, unique users. And what that means is that you can give individual permissions and individual access to those users, as well as the number of PCs in your house are really is limited only by the storage space you have. None of the nice things is that we've also built is a platform around it that enables companies to build certain applications for Windows Home Server, and they may choose to use different models for home access. So for instance, while we're speaking about users, HP has built their web photo share add-in, which enables unlimited amount of users to share your photos with.
It seems for the home market that, to me, three things really jump out about this product: the extra storage, and two things we haven't talked about that much, automatic backup and remote access. First of all, storage. You know, we all have huge video files and photos and big files now. How much storage can we address?
And really, that's the nice thing about Windows Home Server, because most consumers don't really want to concern themselves with having to set up complex storage mechanisms like RAID and those types of things. So really, it is only limited by the number of ports that you have access to throw drives in. So we support internal drives, we support external drives. You're obviously going to get the best support with higher speed external drives, like through USB 2.0 or FireWire. But really, the storage is only limited by the number of drives that can be connected to these devices. So it is a wealth of storage that you have at your fingertips.
And the next thing, you know, we drum it into people's head and into our own heads since day one about backing up, and sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. So how does this product help us with that whole backup and restore process?
Yeah, I think the nice thing about Windows Home Server is it really takes all of that consideration and complexity out of setting up backups for your home machines. Once you install the Windows Home Server connector software on your machine, it automatically configures that machine to be backed up. And then you can go back in later and say, I only want certain things backed up, or I don't want it to be backed up at all. But we want to take that whole concern out of people's minds about getting your machine backed up. It's important for us to do that, because I think you're right, a lot of people don't really have the time or the energy to put into throwing backups and setting those up. We make it real easy. Windows Home Server takes advantage of the technology that we built into it so that we're backing up full machines and also not taking up tons of storage space doing that.
And I think maybe the killer feature of this product for a lot of people is going to be the remote access. What can they do remotely? What can they access from a remote, any internet connection, actually?
So the nice thing, and this I think is right, is probably the killer app for Windows Home Server for a lot of people, is that we do provide out-of-the-box remote access. And the way that you do this is that Windows Home Server has built into one of the tabs in the console a real easy way to set it up. And by default, out-of-the-box for security reasons, we have it off. But as soon as you turn this on, what Windows Home Server does and what Microsoft gives you is a full domain address. And this would be your server name, .homeserver.com. And we're also providing with that some dynamic DNS service in the background. So what that does is you don't ever have to worry about not being able to get access to that remote server. And it's all SSL encrypted, so we're by default very secure. There's also, we make it very specific to have certain password policies so that for remote access specifically, your passwords do need to be more secure. So the great thing about it is, what did you get with remote access? You get access to all of your shared folders that you have permission to on that server, which I think is the biggest biggest benefit of having Windows Home Server, because you could think about it now is having storage in the cloud. Anywhere you go, you now have access to all the files, photos, music, videos, all on your Windows Home Server. The other nice thing about it is that you can actually remote access and be as if you were sitting in front of one of your machines at home. We enable remote access to your PCs for those operating systems that support it so that you can act as if you're sitting in front of that machine. So that is full remote access. And the other nice thing about it is, again, I mentioned earlier, the add-ins. So there are add-ins that enable all kinds of new functionality. HP, again, has built a real nice one called their WebShare, Photo WebShare add-in, and that enables you to basically host a photo sharing application remotely on your server and allow anybody you want by giving them permissions just via their email address. So remote access is real easy to set up. It's secure so that we're logging in over SSL, and we're enabling all of that functionality that you'd expect on a home server at your home over the internet.
You know, it seems that there's a wide range of what you can do with this. You can take it home, and if you're a novice user, just plug it in and use the benefits right away. But if you're more of a techie and you want to mess with some of these add-ins, there's a whole world out there. You said there's an SDK published, in fact, for add-ins.
There is. Yeah, as a matter of fact, the Windows Home Server SDK has been published long before we even released Windows Home Server, and we're really excited about that. And what that does is allow MVPs, allows hobbyists, it allows even professional third-party companies to develop these add-ins to do just about anything on Windows Home Server. So if you want to play around with it and you are one of those techies that want to kind of mess around with just not necessarily the default settings of Windows Home Server, you can download this free SDK and you can start building add-ins. And there's websites right off of the Windows Home Server website that you can go to see a current list of all the free add-ins and ones that you can purchase.
This sounds, it looks really cool. I can't wait to play with it. Is it shipping now? And even though there's a wide range of products, is there a ballpark pricing you can tell us?
Absolutely. And right now we are available for pre-order through a lot of our online resellers that should be shipping towards the end of this month. Amazon.com, Best Buy, Circuit City, those types of online stores. You can go there now and actually purchase and pre-order it. The launch partner that we are currently launching with, HP, their HP MediaSmart Windows Home Server retails, I think, around, they have two editions that are available right now. The one is the 500 gig edition. And again, this is a full server with 500 gig of storage space for around $569, I think, what Amazon has it for. And they also have a 1 terabyte model that they're selling for, I believe, around the $780 mark. So they're really competitive prices. If you think about it, you're buying a full server operating system and that much storage for that price.
Not too long ago, we would have laughed if someone said you could get a terabyte of storage or even need a terabyte of storage and a server and the OS and 10 client licenses for well under $1,000. So that's looking forward to it. All right, today we've been speaking with Brian Gorbett, Senior Technology Strategist at Microsoft. And Brian, before we let you go, where would people find more information on Windows Home Server?
Great. You can go to www.microsoft.com/Windows Home Server. Just type it in, all one word, and you'll find all kinds of information on Windows Home Server.
Thanks, Brian.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.